fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
And today we're here with the Department of Health because they're interested in developing a diverse workforce. So here to talk to us today about the department's graduate program is Rosie Cooper. Rosie, welcome to the MAG.
Hello, thanks for having me.
And listeners are probably sick of hearing me say this, but I recently graduated. And it is a bit of a scary time for people.
Yeah, it is. How many jobs have you applied for?
30-ish plus. And I haven't even heard back to say you haven't been successful, which is really disheartening.
It is, yeah. And I know the feeling. I was a grad once too.
Yeah, it's just like, it's insane. Like, I've just spent 6 years at uni studying this. Why won't you have me?
Exactly. So, wait, hold on. What did you study?
Bachelor of Media Communications and Business.
Okay. So, WA Health would love to have you. Just so you know.
Hear that, people?
Just apply. We'll see what happens.
So, talk us a little bit about the grad program.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
So, the WA Health grad program it's basically a corporate leadership development program for newly graduated students. So it's a 12-month paid program. We pay you and we develop you as, I guess, our future leaders within the organization. So these are these are our future director generals, our future chief financial officers, comms people. So it runs from January to January every year. And applications are actually open at the moment as well. So heads up, all you grads.
And I guess, because it is a scary time, and even though you've just graduated from uni in a certain degree or like a law or finance, it doesn't, like, you kind of like, oh, is this what I want to do?
Yeah.
So I guess having like a hands-on kind of thing, like an internship or a graduate program where it would be nice to get paid, because so many internships are just like almost use and abuse people. And that's disheartening too, because you're like, I'm working so hard.
Yeah. So with this grad program, so we actually have four streams. So we have a finance and business stream, an ICT stream. Information communication technology.
So like computers.
And a data analytics stream, as well as, did I mention general corporate? So basically, if you've got a degree and you're interested in the health and well-being of all Western Australians, I guess, definitely look at applying, because it's kind of like a choose your own adventure program as well.
I love that. Coming back to Radiothon.
Yeah. Choose your own adventure. So basically, our grads get to pick the projects that they get to work on, depending obviously on their skill set and where we need them, but they get a choice. And so we get grads that, you know, in previous years they've worked on Fiona Stanley, they've worked on Perth Children's Hospital, actually, back when I was a grad, got to work on like the very first bits of the new Children's Hospital. So that was pretty exciting. We've sent a grad up to Karratha to work on their infrastructure development programs, and it's awesome.
That's awesome. So there is the chance to travel?
There is the chance to travel. We've got a grad in Broome at the moment. She's loving life.
Shout out to Broome.
Yeah.
I'm from Broome. Love Broome.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So plenty of, so much opportunity, not just traveling, also, you know, your networking and getting your name out there.
So you did the grad program. Mm. What was it like?
It was honestly the funnest 12 months of my career.
Wow.
So I didn't know what I wanted to do after uni. I just knew that, I knew that I wanted to help change something in Western Australia and health specifically. So I decided to give it a go, put my application in, and was lucky enough to get a position. I was one of 10, I think, in that year. Now we take 17 to 20 people on board.
So every year?
Every year.
Wow.
Yep. And I get to work with all of them. It's so awesome.
that's even better. I guess that would be a super cool job, getting to meet people and all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
How do we know if we would be a good fit for the program? Like, I know that you want to change it up a bit. Let's start to talk diversity.
Good fit for the program. So obviously I mentioned the fact that, you know, you if you want to work in this program, you've got to be really interested in the health of Western Australians. But also, yeah, we want a diverse workforce, right? Where diversity comes, where diversity is, comes innovation and new ideas and, you know, changes, I guess, and changes for the better, hopefully. So yeah, we just want people who are really keen to make a change, make a difference, and who are, I guess, stubborn enough to, you know, see it through rather than just going with the flow. So
yeah, that's something I would, as a graduate.
Hey.
yeah, it's hard to keep focus, especially if you're being knocked back a little bit. But I guess there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
There is, for sure.
And Rosie, what if people want to find out more, what can they do?
So we have an information evening on the 9th of August, which is next Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. You mentioned you were working that night, so that's all right. I might just send you an email with some information. And yeah, that's exactly what people can do as well. If they can't make it that evening, they can jump online to our website, which is, oh, it's kind of long.
Is it health?
Oh, yeah, just jump onto health.wa.gov.au and search for the, like, click on the careers link and it'll take you through to the grad program. My email address is on there. My direct phone number is on there. So,
that's deadly.
Yeah, I know. Should I say it? Should I just mention it? Maybe not. Maybe not. So yeah, jump online and grab the details there, and I can always get in contact as well.
Well, thank you so much for opening my eyes a little bit too about some of the different things that's out there for graduates. It is a scary time for a lot of people. So yeah, people, if that's something that you think you'd be interested in, go and have a look-see.
And heads up to international students as well, because we do accept applications from international students as long as you've got a visa that allows you to work within, you know, WA for that, you know, 12-month period for sure. We'll look at your application.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on Fitter Happier today.
Thanks for having me.